Education, housing, health, safety, food. Education, housing, health, safety, food. Education, housing, health, safety.
It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, food. Education, housing, health, safety, food. Education, housing, health, safety, food. Education, housing, health, safety.
It means something to be an American.
There she is. There's my Jamie. Can I call you my Jamie?
I suppose so.
Like Trump said, there's my African American.
No, not if you're going to put it in those sites.
Come on over here, my African American. No.
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
Can I call you my brown girl?
No.
Come on over here, my brown girl.
Really?
That
are you trying to offend me today?
Proves I'm not racist because I've got a brown girl.
Right. That's definitely it.
My African American. Look at that.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I was watching TV and there was the newscasters were live because it was after one of the debates. And behind them, there was somebody holding up a sign that said blacks for Trump.
Hmm?
But I'm pretty sure, and I couldn't...
That it wasn't a black person.
I'm pretty sure it was a white person holding the sign. I couldn't tell for 100% sure, but the sign was black, and the hand looked very white that was holding it up. And that's all you could see was just the hand.
Or do you think that maybe they hand out signs, like, as you're coming in, and they're like, here, take a sign. And you're like, really? Blacks for Trump? Okay.
Well, it's your choice whether or not you want to wave it, I suppose.
But still.
Yeah. Or they wait for that one black person who's coming in, you know, with their white friend, and just to see what, you know, all the excitement is about, to visit the rally, because sometimes rallies like that are fun.
Really?
And it's like, here's a sign
for
you.
Have you ever been to a rally?
I've been to I've been to several. I told you my first political one was Jesse Jackson.
That's right.
And everybody said, Jesse Jackson is such a great orator. He's so incredible. And I was standing there in this, I'd like a giant gymnasium or something. And I'd been there for like half an hour. And I was thinking, he's not so great. and then 5 minutes later, there's tears running down my face. I'm like,
he's not so great.
Jesse Jackson, you're awesome.
You're so amazing.
So that was my Bernie Sanders. Your Bernie Sanders was your Bernie Sanders. My Bernie Sanders was Jesse Jackson, because I supported him and I thought he was going to win, and I was very disappointed when he did not, you know, become the nominee.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that Bernie Sanders did not become the nominee, but that does not mean that I'm a diehard burner. I'm not one of those people.
A burner, you say?
Yes, I'm not one of those people that says, you know, he didn't get the nomination, so I'm going to go Green Party. I don't think that that's necessarily the way to go for me.
Well,
I understand the whole idea behind it. I understand being angry and having that frustration. But I really don't think that in this time in our history that we need to take away from the fact that Trump could be our president.
Yeah, that's really frightening.
And it's very frightening that over 40% of the voters really are like, yes, Trump. And I'm going, what in the world are you thinking? Why would you vote against your own best interests? Why would you want people to not have anything, be worse off than they are right now?
Well, and there's veterans that are going to vote for Trump, and that's I can't understand that at all, because he has insulted the military more than anybody in history ever has. I mean, John McCain's not a war hero because we like our war heroes to not be caught,
right?
You know, not be captured.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Khan family, the Gold Star
Trump
family.
Never was in the military at all.
No, but he always wanted a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
And it was way easier to have somebody give it to him than to get
actually
it
actually earn it.
The way you would normally get it, by getting shot.
Exactly.
You know, so there
defending
is
defending our country, you know.
Plus he went to a military academy in high school, so.
Oh, that definitely qualifies
that
in the military.
That certainly counts.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. So I was actually looking at his
his website?
Website the other day, and I was really annoyed. I was really, really annoyed about his take on healthcare, especially because we talked about, you know, as poor people and people who work full-time and are full-time students or whatever, we have Medicaid.
Right.
Which is the government.
Which is the best insurance I've ever had in my life.
Correct.
And I've had, you know, employers that actually provided my insurance in the past, although more recently you have to pay a big chunk of it. But in the past, early on, I had employers that provided insurance, but it was horrible because there was, you know, deductibles and their amounts you had to pay and all that. It was just
well, and you're very limited as to who you can see and when you can see them.
And then you've got to have a referral if you want to see a specialist.
Right. And so they're not very good at preventative care at all.
Right, exactly.
They just want to take your money.
And that's what they do.
And when you have Medicaid, it's all about getting preventative care. It's mm-hmm. all about making sure that you're healthy enough to contribute to society, to go out there and work every day, because you can actually go see a doctor and get whatever it is that you need to keep your body healthy and going.
Mm-hmm.
But according to his website, and this is what ticked me off, he's got these little bullet points that talk about key issues.
Key issues of healthcare?
Of healthcare, right.
Okay.
And it says, one of the bullets is, Medicaid beneficiaries have worse health compared to everyone else. Add to that higher death rates, misuse of emergency room, and higher overall costs. That's bull.
First of all, the misuse of the emergency room is from before they had the Medicaid.
Right.
Because they didn't have any insurance, so the only time they ever got to see a doctor
was when it was so bad that they had to go to the emergency room.
And then they went to the emergency room, and since they didn't have health insurance, if it wasn't life-threatening, they got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was life-threatening, they just simply didn't pay.
Right.
So everybody else paid by having higher rates for their insurance.
But I want to...
That is not the way to do it.
I want to call them out on this. Because that's ridiculous. That is not true. People who have Medicaid actually go see a doctor, a primary care physician. And they're less likely to go to the emergency room because they can actually go see a doctor mm-hmm. when they have an issue that is not life-threatening.
Well, and plus when you...
And that is not a misuse of funds.
No, it's not. And when you've got the Medicaid, your doctor will say, I need to see you again in 6 months. And then they will. They'll see you again in 6 months. They will make an appointment for you right then and there. And so in 6 months, you're going to go see the doctor again.
Right.
So people that need to see the doctor are going to see the doctor, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. I say Medicaid for everybody. Everybody.
I agree.
Not even Medicare, because Medicare kind of sucks. What I've heard about Medicare sounds to me like it kind of sucks.
It really sucks. It really sucks.
You know, we talked about your dad that needed a $500 inhaler.
Yes. And who can charge somebody $500 for an inhaler?
Mm-hmm.
A pharmacy company, a drug company, that's who.
And
that's ridiculous. You should not be able to charge somebody $500 for an inhaler.
And he can't afford $500 for an inhaler, so what's he do? He just doesn't get the inhaler.
Right.
So that cuts his lifespan even shorter. But he's an old man.
Yes, and he worked his whole life.
His whole life. He worked, he contributed to society, and now he's old, so...
So we don't take care of him.
Give him the damn inhaler. You know, Medicaid for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And then
another one of these bullet points says that numerous studies show that Medicaid enrollees can't find doctors. Mm. Another bullshit. That's what I'm going to say.
You were such a swear girl.
I am. Because when you have Medicaid, you are directed toward providers. They say, along with whatever one that you're enrolled in, these are the doctors that you see. Mm-hmm. And so you go and you find your doctor. And they refer you to other doctors who are part of your plan.
And I was just recently told by someone who said that he's got Medicare.
Right.
And the doctor won't see him because he's got Medicare, because he doesn't make any money from Medicare. But he does. The doctor makes money from Medicare.
Just not what he wants to make.
And all of the people that are, you know, like in New Mexico, they went ahead and expanded the Medicaid under Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see this incredible growth in the health industry.
Right.
There's buildings popping up everywhere. Specialists
and
yeah.
Private... PCPs.
Yeah, they're all related to Medicare.
Right.
Medicaid. They are all taking money from Medicaid.
Right.
And they're growing. And the businesses around them
and
are growing. We talked about that last time.
Everybody, or not everybody, but a huge chunk of the populace now has access to healthcare.
Yeah.
And that means we need more doctors. We need more nurses. We need more people who are working in these facilities. And that includes janitorial staff and maintenance crews and people who keep the whole infrastructure running.
Yeah. And
that's not just the specialized people, but you see that this is creating growth in our economy.
Exactly. That's it. Exactly.
So
the economy is growing.
Why is it that people want to say that this is a bad thing? And I think that part of it is most people don't know that they qualify. Most people don't even think to try to apply for these things.
Yeah.
And a good chunk of people who feel like they're middle class qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, because they're not, or they at least qualify for, you know, the deductions that go along with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
There's some that you if you make a certain amount of money, and I don't know how much money it is, but if you make a certain
but
amount
still,
of money,
you pay a smaller deductible.
You pay a much smaller fee than you would if you got it through your employer.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing too.
But then they think that because all of these people now have Medicaid and they're seeing doctors, that means that they're going to have to wait. If they have state funded insurance, mm-hmm. that means that they're going to have to wait and their lines are going to be longer and things are going to be harder to do. No, it's exactly the opposite.
Exactly the opposite.
You're going to get the care that you need when you need it. You're going to get the referrals that you need to the doctors that you need to see.
And the doctors are making more money. They're seeing more patients.
Absolutely.
And so everybody wins. Everybody wins all the way around. There's no downside.
That's how you keep the wheels turning.
Yeah. That's why we need Medicaid for everyone, not Medicare, Medicaid for every American.
Another bullet point says by 2026, 1/4 of our population will be on Medicaid or Children's Health Insurance Program. Why is that a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
That is amazing.
Well, the bad thing about that is it's only 1/4.
Right.
It needs to be more like 100%. Guess what? You're an American. You can go see a doctor. Good for you. You can go see a doctor.
I know.
Jeez.
You don't have to feel like you're dying before you can go see somebody.
Oh, you got to pull yourself up by your own damn bootstraps.
And they're not saying,
I'm not paying for your shit. What? Come on.
They're not saying, I'm sorry, you have to meet X, Y, and Z before you can do this.
It's like Trump saying he's a genius for not
for
paying his taxes.
For losing billions of dollars in a year?
Yeah, I lost $1 billion and I'm a genius because I didn't pay any taxes.
Yes.
Oh,
and everybody talks about what a brilliant businessman he is and how many companies has he seen go under.
Every one of them.
Right.
Everything that he's ever touched has gone under. Everything.
And even his buildings, he's had to declare bankruptcy because they lose money.
And everybody always
this
talks.
This is not a brilliant businessman.
Everybody has always talked about his bankruptcy. He's filed for bankruptcy 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually 6 times. I read about that. I was like, oh, it's even more than that. Because everything that he's ever done has been
unsuccessful. Gone bankrupt. Yes.
Although, I don't know. So what else is that the whole bullet point thing?
Almost 12 million more Americans were enrolled in Medicaid or children's health insurance plans since October 2013. Yay!
Is that a bad thing?
That's what he's saying. He's saying it's a bad thing.
Why is that a bad thing? 12 million
because
people
Because he's saying
all
that all of these people are freeloaders. He's saying that all of these people are taking from the government.
I would like to say that, first of all, we are the government. We the people. We're the government. Stop hating the government. If you don't like the government, fix it so that it's working for you. And that means working for every American. And understand that it's got to work for every single American.
Okay.
Not just you.
Are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
President Obama said his health plan would cut the cost of family premiums by up to $2,500 a year. Instead, premiums have gone up by almost $5,000 since Obamacare passed.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I know. It's ridiculous. You go, those premiums have been going up every single year since you've been using insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not because of Obamacare. You're seeing it because now everybody is pinpointing things. They're saying, they're looking harder and they're saying, look, your rates are going up and this is because of Obamacare. Bull.
Yeah,
it's not because of Obamacare. It's been going up steadily.
And the rates that are going
for
up.
For years and years and years.
The rates that are going up are not the rates from Obamacare.
It's private insurance companies.
The ones you get through your health, through your employer.
Right.
Those are the ones that are continuing to go up dramatically because people aren't going to the website and saying, wow, I can get insurance for a lot cheaper than what I'm getting from my work.
And once you say no more, once you say, I'm not getting my insurance through you anymore, then you're changing the direction of the market. You're getting people to back this plan where everybody has healthcare, universal healthcare, where you get good. I'm so frustrated.
Good healthcare.
Good care for what you are paying.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of paying and paying and paying and not getting anything for your dollars, you're actually getting something in return.
Yeah. I'm with you. You're preaching
this
to the choir,
baby.
This
is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. And that's hilarious because, first of all, if you tried to, if you just repealed Obamacare like the Republicans are always talking about, first of all, you're going to have about 20 million people that immediately lose their insurance.
Right.
About 20 million.
And you want to know his plan?
What's that?
Repeal and replace Obamacare with health savings accounts.
Yeah, I've had a health savings account before and they suck.
Yeah.
Really a lot.
Yeah, so you're putting in money and not all of the money that you're putting in is going to this savings account because you have to pay somebody to manage this account.
Right, and plus you can't use the money for just anything. There's certain things you can use it for, certain things you can't, and you've got this whole big list of things, and then you go to the doctor and they say, oh yeah, you can't use that card for that.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
or
what?
You don't have enough money.
Yeah. Once you're out of money, you're out of money.
I'm sorry, but you don't have enough money to do that. So it's basically putting pennies in your savings account every day.
You've got a chronic illness and you're out of money. That's all there is to it. So die.
Right. How is that a better plan?
That's what it comes down to.
How is it a better plan to do it that way?
It's not.
It's not a better plan.
And once you repeal Obamacare and those 20 million people no longer have insurance, you're going to see a dramatic drop off in our economy.
He wants to work with states to establish high-risk pools to ensure access to coverage for individuals who have not maintained continuous coverage. He wants to group you.
Uh-huh.
He wants to group you by whether or not you're a risk. How is that a good thing?
It's not a good thing.
It's absolutely not a good thing.
Everybody should just be able to go to the doctor. Just be able to go to the doctor. You're an American citizen. Guess what? One of the perks of being an American citizen is you have the right to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You have a right to go to the doctor.
Yeah. It's just, I get so annoyed.
All right, here we go again. Deep breath.
Education, housing, health, safety, food. Education, housing, health, safety, food. Education, housing, health, safety.
It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show. Education, housing, health, safety.
Okay, so are you better? You done now?
Well,
was that the whole plan? Was that Trump's big plan?
That's his big plan.
That's the Republican plan in general. It's not his plan.
Well, that's the plan on his website.
Right.
And his qualms with whatever's going on now. But he also talks about contrast with Hillary Clinton. And he says, Hillary Clinton will offer a public option on the exchanges, driving out public health plans and leaving Americans with fewer options and eventually no choices but a government-run plan.
Yes!
Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations. That's the overall goal. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. We want people to be covered.
And then
we want people to be healthy.
And then
we want them to be happy.
Your dad can get a $500 inhaler. If you need an EpiPen, and they're going
to... And they will not be able to charge $500 for an inhaler.
No,
because you will have... They will say, you know what? We're not going to pay that. We're going to go with this other company that charges $150.
We're going to go ahead and buy that in Sweden.
Right.
Where we can get it for $10 rather than $500.
Right.
Yeah. Because the government will just say, well, you know, everybody in America is covered under this health plan. If you're an American citizen, you're covered. So don't try to jack the American people because that's what you're doing. Even though it's the government, we are the government.
And by jacking the American people, you're jacking the government. And the government's not going to stand for that. The government, the difference between you and the government is that you are one person. And when you call and say, I can't afford a $500 inhaler, they say, oh, sorry. Because that's what we charge. Uh-huh. And when the government calls and says, we're not going to do a $500 inhaler, they say, oh, okay.
You know, it really bothers me when people have such an adversarial relationship with the government. And I understand that because, you know, Republicans in Congress won't do anything for the American people.
But that's because it's the Republicans.
Nothing at all. But the government is us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that are complaining about the government, that are bitching about the government, are the same people that say, I'm not going to vote because it doesn't do any good.
No, they're the same people that say, I want the millionaires to keep not paying taxes. I want them to continue raising prices for all of the goods that we use. I want them to continue taking away any sort of health coverage I might have, any housing options that I have, any type of food subsidies that I might need to receive because I don't make enough money working in their companies.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are doing that to us.
And it's because they hate people so much that they would rather hurt themselves than let anybody else get ahead because they think that they're going to take something from them.
Yes, they want to say that all of these people are freeloaders.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not freeloaders.
They're Americans. We like to call them Americans.
And they're people who are fighting for things that belong to us. They belong to us as American citizens. We have the right to live in this country, to live without fear of being shot on the street, to live in a home or an apartment, to have health care, to have schooling, education. Yes. Absolutely.
Food, education, housing, health, and safety. Those are your rights as an American citizen.
So stop fighting against them.
Congratulations, you were born an American, and it means something to be an American. And it means that the rich are happy to pay their fair share of taxes because
they're going to get it back.
Well, absolutely. It all comes back to them anyway because they're the ones that make the money.
I really hate these poor people who are so, so ignorant that they say, you shouldn't be trying to take hard-earned money from those rich people.
No, you shouldn't, dude. They should happily be sharing their money and still being rich.
Taxes.
Still being rich. They're still going to be super rich. They're always going to be richer than you.
I am so sick of people talking about freeloaders in this country, talking about poor people. Poor people are not freeloaders. No. It's the rich people who are freeloaders because you know what? They're taking all of our freaking money. They're taking everything industry-wise, and they are not paying anything back. And they're saying, I know I'm part of this society, but I'm not going to be part of this society by actually giving anything back.
And they're claiming that they're geniuses by the fact that they are screwing over Americans. Guess what? I'm screwing you over, and I'm a genius, and I didn't do anything illegal.
And I'm
going
to get away with it.
Because we've set up all the rules so that
there's nothing you can do about it.
Although losing $1 billion in 1 year is pretty not genius, if you ask me.
No, it's not genius. But you know what they say? They say it doesn't matter because I'm going to get that money back because I'm not going to pay taxes and I'm going to take everything I can by squeezing it out of every single person who's below me.
Yeah, because it's not the rich person that's going to get screwed. They're the ones that are going to get to not pay taxes for the next 20 years. They are not the ones getting screwed. It's all the people that worked for them that did the jobs that were required.
That are not going to get paid.
That are going to go out of business because
getting laid off.
That they thought they had this gigantic contract and they're like, yay, we can live for another year. And then guess what?
Well, we're not going to pay you. Sorry. I know you did the work, but it doesn't matter because I don't have to pay you.
7 cents
and
on the dollar.
I'm going to get away with it.
I realize that it cost you 45 cents on the dollar to do the work that was required, you know, so that you had still had a profit margin. But now I'm going to pay you 7 cents on the dollar. So you've actually taken a huge loss by working for me.
And I actually just filed for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So you're not even going to see the 7 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, well.
I guess you're just going to have to take that as a loss.
Guess what? I'm a genius.
Sucks
you should
for
vote
you.
For me. I'm a genius. Vote for me now.
And people are doing it. I just don't get it. I don't.
And then the next place that people go, of course, is, well, we have this, we can't afford to spend money on Americans because we have this incredible debt, this unbelievable national debt, $20 million.
Why do we have a
$20
trillion national debt? Why? Because millionaires are not paying their freaking taxes.
Yeah, pay your fair share and there won't be that giant debt. And
then you have the argument that people make that poor people don't pay taxes.
Yeah, they do.
Bull. They pay taxes.
They pay taxes on everything
they
spend.
They take taxes out of everything.
Yep. When you,
you're paying taxes out of your paycheck every single time you get a paycheck.
And then every
you're
time
paying
you
taxes
spend money.
Every time you go to the store, every time you buy gas, any money that you spend for any entertainment or anything else that you do in this country, you're paying taxes.
Well, and I just want to point out that having debt is actually a good thing. Like in 2009, when they did the stimulus package, and we all got a bump, just a little boost for every American. I think it was like $1,000 or something like that. It wasn't very big. And from there, the recovery took off, but then it slowed down again because Obama was saying we need to continue to spend money. The government needs to continue to spend money.
Yes, we need to continue to give these packages because people will spend them.
Yeah, and it's not just give, but it's the government needs to spend money. We need to improve infrastructure. We need to make sure that Americans are working and doing things. And that's how you get the economy rolling, is by spending money. It's not by saying, oh, we can't afford to do anything. And that is exactly the opposite of what you need to be doing.
Because you're creating jobs. You are turning the wheels when you do that.
Absolutely.
By spending that money on infrastructure, the government is creating jobs for all of those construction workers, all of the people who work in city government And those people will have to hire people because they won't have enough workforce to actually get the job done.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like buying a house. You can think of it as buying a house. You can't afford, you know, $200,000 to put down right now today to buy a house.
No.
So you're going to live in debt.
Right.
You're going to pay off that house each year. But right now, you're going to have a better house. And you are helping the economy by keeping the wheels rolling.
Right.
So it's actually a good thing that you're in debt.
Right.
The same with your car, although car is not quite as the same thing.
No, but it still helps the economy.
Yeah,
when you spend money, it helps the economy. It helps the wheels turn.
And that's the important thing.
You're generating jobs. And when all of these rich people are telling you that they're going to create jobs by private sector, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, they don't do
that. It's not true. They're not creating jobs. What they're doing is they're lessening their workforce so that they can make more money.
Uh-huh,
they're laying people off. They're paying people less.
Because if people don't have a job, if people don't have money coming in,
they'll work for less.
They're not going to spend any money. And if they're not going to spend any money, then there's not any need for businesses to add more people, which means they're not going to raise how much you're making. They're not going to add more employees. The wheels slow down and stop simply by the fact that they're not helping to continue by spending money.
Right. And how is that a good thing?
It's not. It's not a good thing.
And that's what I mean. That's why I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated with people, I think, as a whole, because we as poor people are the majority, and we need to stop laying down and taking it.
Uh-huh.
We need to stop letting people dictate how we should live our lives, and we need to stop being so fucking selfish.
Yeah, and hating people that don't have as much as we do because we're afraid they're going to take what we have.
They're not taking what you have.
No.
And you're having the millionaire mentality where I want to keep everything for me. Nobody else deserves anything. That's bullshit.
Well, and the fact that most Americans make under $180,000 a year, those are the people that are benefiting from the things that we're talking about.
Yes.
It's not free stuff. It's stuff that every American deserves because it means
it's
something
stuff,
to be an American.
You know, when you talk about it's free stuff and you don't want to take it because it's free, you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're already paying for it. We are paying for it every single day that we go to work, that we go to school, that we contribute to society. We are paying that debt, and we deserve to get something in return.
Just like Social
Security. And it's
not
free. It's not free because we're paying for it.
Let's touch on Social Security just briefly because, you know, people are very worried that Social Security is not going to be there for them. But Social Security is the only government program that has a direct money stream.
Right.
Social Security comes out of your paycheck every time you get a paycheck.
Right.
And that money goes directly to Social Security. It doesn't go just into a general government fund where they pull a little bit out for Social Security.
Right.
It has its own revenue stream.
And that's where it goes. So, it goes to pay Social Security to those people who have been working in America and paying taxes.
So Social Security is actually good. It's taken care of. And all you have to do is you know, remove some of the loopholes so that people that are making a lot more money are making sure that they pay a little more money.
So that Social Security grows.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's more in there when you retire and you need to collect Social Security.
So that you get a raise in your Social Security. Imagine that it's not just going to keep you at poverty level. It's going to keep you at whatever level you were at. You know, if you worked hard for 30 years and you made $25,000 a year and you have a certain lifestyle, you got a house, you got all these things, Social Security is there for you to make sure that you continue to live like that when you're an old person.
Right.
It's not going to make you wealthy, and it's not going to make somebody who's poor better off than you.
No. And that's, I think, the problem is everybody is going, well, I don't want them to be better off.
Yeah, because then I'm going to be worse off.
Right.
And all of a
no,
sudden,
it's not taking these, away from you.
All these takers are going to have all this stuff, and they've got cell phones, and they've got lobsters, and they've got all kinds of stuff that I don't have. The lobster thing always gets you. That's always fun.
Well, it's all of it.
I know.
It really is all of it. It's the whole idea that people don't deserve things. That people who are hardworking Americans that receive government assistance and play by the rules don't deserve things.
Yeah, and they do.
And it makes me so, sad.
Well, and there's a lot of Americans that I really don't like. There's a lot of them that I really don't care for.
But that doesn't matter.
But they
That's
still
not
deserve,
what it's about.
They're still Americans, and they still deserve health care. They still deserve the whole
food,
education,
housing, healthcare, and safety.
Every single one of those. Every American deserves those things, has a right to those things, and those are the things that we
Whether
should be fighting for.
Whether or not you think that's true.
Yeah.
Whether or not you believe
that the person
sitting next to you deserves that or not, they do.
They're an American. If they're an American citizen, you know, and I personally think that everybody in the world should have a certain minimum standard of living. But let's start with America, because we're here in America. We happen to be born American. So let's just start here. And then we'll work our way out as we take care of Americans. We'll see what we can do about the rest of the world as quickly as we possibly can. But for right now, let's just start with Americans. Make sure that every American has a basic standard of living and stop being... You can still hate them. Go feel free to hate whoever you want.
Yeah.
But respect Americans. Respect your fellow Americans enough to know that it means something to be an American. It means something. And you have certain rights. The whole, I mean, we've talked about it before, the Fez, the food, education, housing and health and safety. You're an American. You deserve those things. You have a right to those things.
Here's a post that showed up on my Facebook feed.
Oh.
And it says, I am a citizen of the USA. Here is all I want. Obama gone. Borders closed. Language, English. Culture, Constitution, and the Bill of Rights.
Oh, my God.
Drug free. Mandatory drug screening before welfare.
Oh, my God.
No freebies to non-citizens. Also, balanced budget, tax reform, and term limits for Congress and senators.
You know what? You're a son of a bitch, just so you know. Whoever posted that, whoever thinks that's a good thing, you are a son of a bitch. I want you to know that. You're a son of a bitch. Because those things are not the way to think of Americans. That is not how you think of America. That is not what America was founded on. So just know that you're a son of a bitch, but I still think that you deserve to be able to go to a doctor.
I just think it's very ignorant.
It is.
You're a son of a bitch. It's extremely ignorant. I won't tell you who posted that one.
Okay.
Education,
housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. Education, housing, health, safety. It means something to be an American. The Brendan Show, Brendan Show. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. It means something to be an American. The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show. Education, housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. It means something to be an American. The Brendan Show, Brendan Show. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. Food. Education, housing, health, safety. It means something to be an American. The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show.